Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So recently you probably saw the viral image of the Louisville Swiftie. We've affectionately dubbed her Blanket Swiftie. Go viral. She went up to the concert there in Cincinnati. She tried to jump in the merch line early, then realized that the news was interviewing people. So she threw a blanket over her head so her work wouldn't find out.
That she skipped work to do that?
Yeah.
Legendary status, like instant legend, because it became a meme, like, immediately.
And
there's merch and everything.
Yeah, for sure. So we started exchanging some text messages with this person who claims to be Blanket Swiftie. Now, there's no way, you know, it's just a random number on our text line. How are we going to actually verify who it is? And we kind of asked some prodding questions. We went back and forth a little bit.
And there is a picture that she sent to verify this is indeed the one.
Yeah, it includes the quarter zip gray Swift, Taylor Swift piece of
merch
that
she was trying to buy. Yes,
she was trying to buy.
But better yet, she's wearing the blanket and the glasses.
Yeah, for sure. And we asked if we could give her a call. She said yes. So we have her on the phone. We'll talk to her coming up next.
Hi.
All right, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. On the phone is none other than...
Blanket Swiftie! Yeah!
It's so random.
This is Ben and Kelly from 99.7 DJX, by the way. Hi.
Hi.
Did it go down the way we speculated in the sense that, you know, you're just wanting to take off from work, you go up to Cincinnati, you jump in the merch line, then all of a sudden you see the news start interviewing people and you're thinking to yourself, oh crap.
That's exactly how it went down. This little girl next to me kept getting interviewed and I was like, oh no. Everyone thinks it's like the anti-hero thing and it's not. It's just the only thing I had with me. And so I just threw it
hilarious.
Over my head real quick and just kind of went with it.
I guess I want to know, after your image of you in a blanket kind of went viral.
When did you discover that, by the way?
It was the next day. Or actually, it wasn't the next day. I forget I was up all night. It was Thursday night. One of my friends had sent me a message on Facebook and said, is this you? And I said, oh my God, where did you see this? And she said, I saw it on the news. I said, like, in Cincinnati, were you there? She said, no, it's everywhere. And I was just, I said, oh, my God.
Well, you're in the perfect position because, you know, your face isn't on there, just your voice. But
well, you can't even see the shape of you really either. So it's the perfect disguise.
It's pretty great.
What I need to know and what I think everybody needs to know is, did your work find out? And if they did, are they cool with it?
I think some people at my work know. I don't think my big bosses know. So I really, it's still on like the edge. I don't know yet. It's a mystery.
Okay.
So that's to be continued. What's funny is I've actually met you all before. I shadowed with you all when I was a sophomore in high school.
Oh, this is even better.
Is the 11-year-old that you took, is she related to you?
She's not related to me, which even makes it even better because everyone thinks it's my kid. And I don't have an 11-year-old kid. My kid is a mystery age.
Oh, that is, yes. I think the news did even say it was your, like, 11-year-old daughter or something. So that's an even better cover story.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
I'm like, I don't have an 11-year-old daughter. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Blanket Swiftie, thank you. Your anonymity is safe with us because legit, we only have like 6 listeners anyways. So, by the way, did you have fun at the show?
I had the best time at the show.
And
did you have good seats?
I did, and I wore my shirt that Cincinnati Shirts made me. So.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, yeah, by the way, you did get one of the t-shirts with your image on it? Because they were trying to find you. They're like, we're going to keep your identity secret, but we want to give you this t-shirt that they already made. I mean, it was kind of shocking how quickly they made up t-shirts. Did you get one?
Yeah, and I wore it to the show. And when I went to pick it up, there were people requesting to buy it. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, too bad you can't cash in on that, you know?
Oh, dang.
Right.
That's legendary, though. I mean, this is going to be a fun story, like, years down the road to be able to tell and then hopefully safely reveal that was you.
Right. Yep, yeah. It's all good.
Well, hey, thank you so much for chatting with us. I'm glad you had a great time at the show. And
you're an incognito legend. I just love everything that happened.
Yes, I love that. I want one of those billboards that say Blanket Swifties Louisville.
Yes! Oh, you deserve a hometown hero banner for sure. Start the campaign.
But that would be awful because you couldn't go see that banner. That's me, and people
doesn't
be like,
matter though. That picture's iconic, and I need to see it on the side of a building.
Right.
Oh, that's great. Well, hey, Blanket Swifty, thank you for chatting with us.
Thank you so much.